In your world, do you see that there's a balancing, that those who caused, like the Iraq War and 9/11, that they would somehow in their experience learn that that's not the way to create, you know? Like, they talk about karma, but I see it as balancing. There's, you know, action, reaction. You have to learn that that's not right to hurt people.
Well, here's the thing that we have to say in response to that. And again, maybe not the words you were hoping to hear, but we say to everyone, you create your world as you want it to be, mm-hmm. and allow others to create their world as they want it to be. And the reason that that is so unsettling, maybe to you when you hear it, is because it still feels to you that people like that are creating your world. It feels like world leaders have more say in what happens. And on an action basis, we know it appears that way. But on a vibrational basis, we promise you it isn't.
Oh, that's good news. Yeah.
We promise you that the mother that lies in her bed, who finds fear in her heart, and in the process of that launches a sincere rocket of desire about the well-being of her children, if she can find vibrational alignment with the desire that she has launched, she will be a powerful catalyst in changing the way things begin to unfold. But if she lies in her bed with fear in her heart, if she joins groups of protest and pushing against, then she is just another one that is added to the rocket of desire, but she holds herself apart from any personal realization of well-being coming to her. And so our answer to you is, yes, of course, it must be that way. You cannot live war and violence without all kinds of desires being launched about it. And source energy is rushing toward the fulfillment of that. But you could still be a large population that is pushing so hard against what you don't want that you do not allow the peaceful world that the last war caused you to desire because you're so caught up in the current war. Being involved in a war, and if you visit with those who have been intimately involved, almost without exception, they will tell you they hope for nothing like that ever again for anyone. In other words, and the closer to it they are, the more clear they are that they want not that. But you've got to find vibrational alignment with what you do want, not vibrational alignment with what you don't want, in order for you personally to be benefited by that contrasting experience. These things we will say to you. Your world will never be overtaken by war, but there will always be war.
Really?
Because there will always be differences of opinion, and there will always be those who do not understand that their true power is in their alignment. So there will always be those who are pushed into that corner where they feel their disempowerment, who will move into the rage and revenge stage in order to try to level the playing field.
Oh.
But your world, by natural nature, is peaceful. And the predominance of your world will always, as it is in this moment, be that of well-being. And the majority of the individuals who walk this planet will have the potential for a life of well-being. In other words, you do not need to worry about the infestation of war to take over your planet. It will not be. The stream of well-being is too pervasive, you see.
Right. Well,
there are too many players in this. In other words, if there were only the players of, let's say, for sake of example, that there were only two governments who were playing in the game, and they didn't like each other, and they were both pushing very hard against each other, it is conceivable that they could just war forever and keep themselves in that complete disruption. But fortunately, those leaders of those two nations are not the only two vibrational players in this game. There are billions of you playing vibrationally in this game, living your lives. It's interesting. Jerry and Esther hold these seminars all over the country all year long, 50 or 60 a year. And it's really rare that anyone even brings this to the format. They want to talk about their children. They want to talk about their own personal experience. They want to talk about their bodies. They want to talk about their lives, you see. They want to talk about what's important to them. And we know, as we look at the mass consciousness, the individuals like you that make up at the mass consciousness, you are all personally driven and really interested in what's going on in your own individual lives. And as much as the televisions want to make you aware of what's happening globally, and even though you are somewhat aware of what's happening globally, it's not as big a part of your vibrational consciousness as a discussion like this makes it out to be. And that's a wonderful thing, because while some would say, oh, in our not being informed and in therefore in our ignorance, bad things will happen to us, we say actually the opposite is true. The more involved you are in your own personal lives, the more you are launching your own personal rockets of desires, and the more source energy is responding to those personal desires. So the majority of humans and beasts upon your planet are living potentially satisfying lives, while only a small percentage are actually the ones that are swept up in those war-torn experiences.
Yeah.
And no one is swept up unless they are a vibrational match to it.
Right. Right. Well, thank you so much. You answered my questions. And it's just great. It's great to talk to someone who's really smart, you know, and knows what they're talking about, because no one else was able to answer me.
Right back at you.
Yeah. And it was good. Thank you.